Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, a portion of chapter 1. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent out from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the name of the virgin was Mary. And the angel coming into her said, "Hail, thou who art graced, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." But when she saw him, she was disturbed at his word, and reasoned within herself what manner of a greeting this should be. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give to him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I know not a man?" And the angel answering said to her, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that which shall be born of thee holy shall be called the Son of God." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 1414. The Lord was like other men, except that he was conceived of Yahuwah, but still was born of a virgin mother and by birth derived infirmities from the virgin mother like those of man in general. There are two hereditary natures conate in man, one from the father and the other from the mother. The Lord's heredity from the father was divine, but his heredity from the mother was the infirm human. This infirm nature which a man derives hereditarily from his mother is something corporeal that is dispersed when he is being regenerated, while that which man derives from his father remains to eternity. But the Lord's heredity from Yahuwah, as was said, was the divine. Another arcanum is that the Lord's human was also made divine. In him alone was a correspondence of all the things of the body with the divine, a most perfect correspondence, infinitely perfect, giving rise to a union of the corporeal things with divine celestial things, of sensuous things with divine spiritual things. And thus, he was the perfect man, the only man. And our final reading this morning is from the work The Last Judgment, posthumously published, a portion of passage 129. "I was afterwards led beyond the Mohammedans to certain Gentiles who were in the eastern quarter, with whom it was granted to speak. They said that they were sad because the divine does not appear to them, when yet they think of the divine and speak about it. And therefore, if there is a God, they had hoped that he would send to them those who would teach them. But they had long waited for this in vain, lamenting that perchance he had deserted them, and that thus there seemed nothing else for them but to perish. And then I heard angels speaking with them out of heaven, saying that God could not have been manifested to them because they had not been willing to believe that God was born a man in the world, or that he had taken on a human, and that until they believe this, God cannot be manifested to them, nor can they be taught, because this is the primary thing of all revelation. They said that they did indeed believe that God is man, but they could not comprehend that he was born man in the world. But answer was made to them that he was not born man like any other man. since he was not born from a human father, but from the Father, Yahuwah, and by a virgin, and that thus he was unlike any other man. For a man's soul from a human father is a recipient of life, but the Lord's soul from the Father, Yahuwah, is life itself, which gives life to all. And the difference is as between the human and the divine, and the finite and the infinite, or the create and the uncreate. And because he was such as to his soul, it could not be otherwise than that his body should become like his soul, after he had rejected that of the body which he had taken from the mother, and that therefore he arose as to his whole body. Nor did he leave anything of it in the sepulchre, as is the case with every other man, who rises only as to his spirit and never as to his material body. And further, it was said that the divine itself, as it is in itself which is infinite, could not have done otherwise than reject the finite which was from the mother, and put on the infinite from the Father, thus the divine. They said that they had known no other than that he was like any other man born from a human father, and also that he so died and was afterwards received by men as God. And that now they know that the Lord is not such a man as others are. After they received these things, they were divided. And those who had received the faith were instructed by angels in other matters of faith and love. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.